Hello, it's the 12th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An E-gate outage across southern England's airports left passengers at London Luton Airport stranded in queues for as long as 2 hours. The automated passport gates process mostly European and British arrivals. They were purchased in 2008 and are operated by the Home Office, who apologise for the inconvenience. This is the third failure within the last few months. The other two times were on the 24th of September and the 6th of October. Heathrow and Stansted airports were also affected. Travellers remained calm, patient and civil while they waited for the problem to be resolved. The technology, which currently consists of a total of 270 gates, is present in 15 rail and airports. Following a two-car collision on Southill Road in Cardington yesterday morning, a man trapped inside his vehicle was freed by Beds Fire and Rescue. Both drivers were transported to Bedford Hospital, neither one with serious injuries. The village of Cotton End, right outside Bedford, has decided to commemorate this year's Armistice and Remembrance Days through a village-wide display of thousands of knitted poppies. The effort, started last year by Rachel Ansey, has included an additional 1,300 poppies knitted by members of her own family with the assistance of 10 to 12 helpers. The project has instilled a sense of pride throughout the village. Devastated by the loss of her father to suicide, Amber Mead, 16, decided to bring attention to the issue. As a result, along with other charitable work, she will be raising funds on her Just Giving page to support suicide prevention. That's all for this week. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.